So, here's a question. When exactly did nerds become popular? Like, when was it the cool thing? When did it become the cool thing to be an awkward, outcasted dork? Like, I'm a nerd myself, so I have no problems with them, obviously. But that's how it always was with me. Like, back in the day when I was growing up in school, you know, I was the outcast, I was the loser, I was a dork, I got beat up. I got the swirlies and the wedgies and all the fart blossoms and all that. Now, all of a sudden, it's cool to be the dorky one. Like, I don't know if it was mainstream media that brought it, you know, to this new world, but or Harry Potter, even Lord of the Rings. Like, it definitely seems like movies and even video games have come into play here. Like, I also remember back when, you know, video games weren't exactly for the cool kids either, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know about y'all, but the reason I played video games so much as a kid was because I didn't have a lot of friends because I was a dork. I don't know, it makes no sense to me. I mean, yeah, we can all agree that nowadays video games are a lot more popular. COD is, you know, obviously a big thing. Minecraft, even. I don't really like Minecraft that much. If you do, God bless, of course, but I don't get it. Like, does that make me a hipster or something? Like, because all the things that I love, all the things that people used to say were nerdy, dorky, or whatever, like, video games, comic books, some movie superhero stuff, you know, like, they're the big thing now. Like, Dawn of Justice, Batman versus Superman, you know, Marvel Comics, Civil War, all that. That's huge nowadays. Those are the number one things you see in the box office. Like, things like Walking Dead, too. Like, I used to be a huge Walking Dead fan. Like, huge. When it first came out, that was my go-to show. Like, oh yeah, we got a show about zombies, and it's actually pretty cool. And oh my gosh, this new guy, Daryl, is awesome. He's a redneck with a crossbow, and he's from Boondock Saints. Whoa, Norman Reed is all right. Nowadays, that is the only frickin' reason people watch the show. I mean, come on, like, yeah, it's entertainment, there's zombies, and that's cool. But, like, let's be honest with ourselves. Like, you're only watching it because you want to see Norman Reedus say more than two words, right? Like, hey, Daryl, you gonna come with us to the next safe zone there? Yeah. All right, and you gonna say more than three words this episode? No. Okay, cool there, bud. Like, you have fun hunting your squirrels and your friggin' muskrats there. All right, glad to have you with us. And your crossbow. So that's the thing. That's what bugs me the most about it. Because, like, being a nerd, you're obviously very picky about your categories or your subjects. Like, I have my three main categories that I know the most about. We'll say, like, there's Batman, there's Ninja Turtles, and then there's Mortal Kombat. Those three things are, like, my main source material and stuff. Like, that's what I know more about. And nowadays, those things are becoming the next big thing. Like, Batman's already huge, obviously, you know. But, you know, Mortal Kombat is becoming a big thing again, too. Like, with the release of Mortal Kombat X last year. And then Mortal Kombat Legacy a couple years back. But, oh yeah, if you don't know what Mortal Kombat Legacy is, yeah, that's cool stuff. You should check it out. It's on, you know, YouTube there. Anyways, so I don't get it. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, I'm just saying it's like one of those things where you're like, wow, this used to be mine, I used to be the only one that loved it, now everyone loves it, you know, but that's a good thing, I guess. I mean, the way I see it, technology is evolving, like, video games are practically laptops now, you know, going on the internets and interwebs, whatever you want to call it, inner outer webs, but I don't know, like, maybe just that's evolution or something like that. Like, in the end, the geek shall inherit the earth. That's what they're saying. So that brings me to my next question. What exactly is a nerdalo? And in my opinion, a nerdalo is someone who's who can be a juggalo as well. If you don't know what that is, there's a song for that. Just type in "What is a juggalo" in your YouTube search there, whatever. You'll find a couple songs explaining it. But basically, we're the outcasts, we're the dorks, we're the nerds, per se. We're down our luck, and we don't give a, you know, like, we like the wicked stuff, we'll put it that way. But a nerdalo is someone who has their things that they really, really know and appreciate in the nerd world, and they hang on to it. They're the ones that are proud of what they love, proud of who they are. They're not afraid who they show it to. They're unapologetic about their passions, we'll say. So yeah, in my opinion, that's what a nerdalo is. Someone who liked it before anyone else did, and they're not letting you take it away from them. But, I don't know, it's not a big term or whatever, it's just something I came up with a little while ago, but I've used it in the past, and some people ask me what exactly it is, so there you go, you have my explanation. Going on that, I think that's enough ranting for now on the subject. So, like, I don't know, what do y'all think? Like, when did the geeks start exactly inheriting the earth? That's some food for thought, something for you to ponder on. But, yeah, I'll be back in a couple weeks with our next Nerdalo Rant. I'm NB, this has been Nerdalo Rants. Nerd is the word, and oh my god, I'm a hipster.